Today's part is Daf Mem Ches. We will begin by Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The last words. Three lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Katan Pareach V'Zamnan Olav. We could ask a child who has sprouted pubic hairs to join in the Zimun. We know that a male is considered an adult when he's 13 years old and it also grows two pubic hairs. Those hairs have to be long enough to be folded over in half. The Gershon is teaching us that if a boy developed the two pubic hairs prior to his 13th birthday, he can become eligible to be part of the Zimun. Even though, regardless of all other halachas, he's still considered a katan. Tanya Nami Hachi, similarly we learned in a Braisa, Katan Shevish Deisaris, regarding the katan who grew two pubic hairs, the Zanmalov, he could join in a Zeman. However, Shlevish Deisaris, if he didn't bring these two hairs, Aim Zanmalov, he cannot join in the Zeman, then Medag became a katan. And the Braisa ends, we don't discriminate regarding katan, regarding minors. So right away the Gemara indicates that this braisa seems to be difficult. Hagu fakasha. There's an inherent contradiction in the braisa. Amrit, we started the braisa saying, hey, vishteisaris in, that if he grew two pubic hairs, that's when he could be part of the zeman. Loi hevi loi. But if he did not grow, then he cannot join in the zeman. For hadatani, and then the braisa teaches us, we're not discriminating regarding a cotton, which seems to teach us that any cotton could join the Zimun. So we have to say that the last statement of the Braisa does not refer to all ktanim. It must be speaking only to a specific case of a cotton. Lasuyamai, what case of cotton are we teaching that? Lav isn't a coming to teach us. Lasuya cotton pareach. Isn't the final clause of the Braisa teaching us that we are not discriminating with a minor who brought two hairs and we could ask him to join into the Zimun? Tosfos on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the last Tosfos, asks that this is the way Rashi learns, but he asks if this is the right shot in the Braisa, why is the last clause of the Braisa necessary? Didn't the first clause already teach us explicitly that we can join in Zeman on account of a cotton who grew two hairs? So therefore there's no need for the Braisa to teach us this again at the end. Therefore Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos says that when Rabbi Yochanan said katna pereach, he doesn't mean somebody, a cotton who has two pubic hairs that are the size that can be folded over, which is normally the shear of godless. So now what the Braisa's first clause is teaching us, that we could have join in a Zeman a cotton who has two long hairs. And then the last part of the Braisa says they don't even have to be long, any sprouting is adequate. However, the last halacha kol hanishmatza, the halacha is not like any of these teachings that we learned above, that we can join the cotton, before we learned that cotton could join even if it's an infant in the cradle, we will not pass in that way. El kihad amar Rav Nachman, cotton hayudea umi vavarchim, a cotton who knows whom we recite the bracha for, mezamnalov, we could say, we can join in Zeman regarding him. However, we paskin that a cotton, we never ask a cotton to join in the Zeman. We never ask a cotton to join into Zeman, no matter what age he is. Similarly, we never ask a cotton to join in a minion, no matter what, even if there is no minion. There is a day that's brought down that in a place where there's a no minion, and there's a cotton who's already a little older and knows something and start to learn Torah, if he holds a chumash we can ask him to join in a minyan. Most Paiskim discount this shita and never rely on it. There are Paiskim that say in a very serious situation and in a place where it's virtually impossible to get a minyan, we could ask him to join. However, again, this is something that should not be relied on. And as I said, the Ramah says that we never ask a child under 13 to join in the Zimun for 3 or for 10 by benching. Says the Gemara, Abai and Rava have a yasna kamei de Rava. Abai and Rava were sitting in front of Rava. Amul Rava, so Rava said to them, Gemil of Arkham, to whom do we cite a bracha? Amul Rachman, so they tell them to the Rachman to Hashem. So he asked them, Rachmana Heichi Yosef, and where is Hashem? So Rava Achvel Shmei Tlalah. Rava pointed upward to the ceiling. Abaya Nafgul Abra. Abaya went outside. Achve Klap Shmaya. And he pointed up towards the sky. Amal Rabbah. So Rava said regarding them, Tabayi Rabban Havisa. Both of you will grow up to be rabbis. And Haidid Amri Inchi. And this is what people say. Butzen Putzen. Small pumpkins, the kafi daya, they're discernible even when they just have the sap. We're ready to tell if there'll be quality fruit. Rashi says another thing that it's talking about little birds. Even little birds, we could tell how great they will be. So the number of pshatim, what Abai and Rava were trying to show. The Yalkut HaMe'iri says that the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah says that Rava spent his time just learning Torah. On the other hand, Abaya learned Torah and also did Gemilas Chesed. So Rava, who just did Torah, and he's as the pasuk by Yaakov and it says, he's a Yoishiv Oil. He stays in the house. So that's why he stayed in the room and points to the sky, that he spends his life dealing with what Hashem gave us from Shemayim, dealing with the Torah that we received from Shemayim. However, Abaya, who also went out into the world, so he went outside to show that he does two things that Hashem told us. He, number one, spent his days learning Torah, but he also spent his day outside doing chesed with other people. The Tzitz Eliezer brings from Ritzvi Pesach Frank along the same lines the difference between Abaya and Rava. That was, Abaya was unfortunately an orphan. Rava had parents. So that's why Rava remained inside the house and he just pointed up and he said, I get my panasa from my parents who get it from Shemayim. So he did recognize that even what his parents received was from heaven, but he said, I don't have to go outside of the house to get my panasa. Hashem gives it to me staying indoors through my parents. However, Abaya, who was unfortunately an orphan, had to go outside to ask people because he had to live on stucco. The Sefer, Cheshev Sefer, says a very interesting pshat. Rava, he says, had Yerushmayim, and he said, how do you tell a person's Yerushmayim? You see how he acts indoor in his house when nobody's watching. And Abaye wants to teach us that not the main place to see how a person acts with Yerushmayim is not in the house. It's how he acts in the street. They had a very different perspective. Rava's perspective was, let's see how a person acts in the privacy of his home. And Abaye's perspective was, let's see how a person acts when he's in the street. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Yehuda Bereidra Shmuel Bashilas Mishmei Durav Tisha Ochle Doglin. If 9 people ate bread, Vechad Ochle Yorak, and one only ate vegetables, Mitzdarfin, they could be Mitzdarf for the 10 people that we know that when we have 10 people, the Birch HaZimun says we mention Hashem's name in the Zimun. Now, of course, the one that actually leads the Zimun must be one of the people who ate bread. Tosfos asked the question, is the same halacha going to be by 3? That means that we only have three people. We are not going to have the Lokeinu because we only have three people joining the Zimun. What's going to be the Halacha if only two of them ate bread and one didn't? Can we have Zimun? So Tosfos brings down a Machlokes Rishonim. However, the Halacha Lemaisa is that even if only one person, even in such a case where two people ate bread and one didn't, they can join for Zimun if the person ate fruit or vegetables. Amar Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira said, by my name Rav Yehuda. They asked Rav Yehuda, Shmoina Mahu, what's going to be the halacha when there were eight people that ate bread and two didn't? Shiva Mahu, seven. What's going to be halacha by seven? Amalei, so he responded to him, Loishna, there's no difference. In all these cases, all 10 people can combine. However, Shishavadil Lamibayli, when there were only 6 people, I certainly did not ask the question. Omlay Rivyamya, and the Tzlach brings down from his grandfather a very nice pshat. Shishavadai, the word Vadai stands for Vidalid Ochlu Yerek. If 4 ate vegetables and 6 ate bread, Loi Mi Bayli, there's no question that can be Mitzvah. Omle Yerbimia, and Yerbimia said, Shapa Abdid Loi Baylach. You acted properly in not asking the question. Hosam Tamamai, but he was saying just the opposite. Hosam Tamamai, why do you say when 7 ate bread and 3 ate vegetables that they can combine Mishum de Karuba? You have a rife. Majority of people ate bread of this group. Hachanami, here by 6-2, Ikaroiba. There's a rife, and that's why the Kumit starve. Vihu, the Rav Zeira, who said that the reason he didn't ask was because he knew for sure that 4 can't combine, because Ruba de Min Kabinin, you have to have a noticeable rove, which means you have to have 2/3. It's very interesting, the Shamat Tzion Balaka points out that we find many times for Tzila, Shisha Mespalim is enough. Yet for benching, we're paskening that for Zeman you need 10. Why do you need 7 of the 10? Why don't you say that 6 is enough, just like we say by Minyan? So he explains as follows. The reason a Roiv is enough, a Miyat could combine with a Roiv by benching, a minority can combine with a majority, is because what we said before, that when you have 3 people who ate, and only 2 ate bread, and 1 didn't, he combined with the other 2. 1-2 means that 2/3 of the people ate bread. If you're only going to have 6 out of 10 eating bread, you will not have 2/3 of the people eating bread. Since we see that by 3 people you have to have 2 of the 3 eating bread, so you always require 2/3. The same thing, you require 2/3 by the 10 in order to say Elokeinu. But that is a halacha that was said exclusively by benching. However, by tefillah there is no such concept that you have to have 2/3 of the people had to eat bread, and therefore even if just 6 people have to daven, they could combine. Continues the Gemara. Yane Malcha Umakasa. Yane, the king and the queen. Kriach Rafti Bahadi Adadi. We're eating bread together. Now, Yane was a member of the dynasty of the Hashmonai, who served both as kings and king and Kohen Gadol. Now, because he was of questionable lineage, the Gemara Masechta Kedushin says that when one of the Rabbonim said that Yanai was not fit to serve as a Kohen, Yanai killed out all the Rabbonim. So Midakotel Rabbonim, since Yanai killed all the Rabbonim, Lohavalei Inish Levruch Lehu, Yanai did not have anybody who could say Birchas HaMazon on behalf of them. So the Tzlach explains this Gemara. Of course they had people that knew how to say Birchas HaMazon. But since they were eating by the king, and it was a banquet, and when you eat by the king with a banquet, it's a question if you can there's a question who ate the most and who ate the least, and who's mechuyev in brichas mazon b'deraisa and who's not mechuyev in brichas mazon b'deraisa. So they weren't sure who should lead the benching. So Amar lo l'zvisa. So he says to his wife, "Man yavlon garva de mevarchlan. Who? I wish we could find a person who could say brichas mazon on behalf of us. And like we're saying, somebody who is of quality to be able to answer the shayles." Amrloi, so she said to him, "Ishtabeli, swear to me this imisinolach gavrach to lemitzadlei. If I bring you a person who can answer these questions, you will not persecute him, even though you have a history of persecuting rabbonim." Ishtabela, so he swore to her. I see Shimon Hashatach Achas. So she brought Shimon Hashatach, who was a brother. In other words, he was also one of rabbonim. But when she saw that he was killing out all of the rabbonim, she hid her brother, that her brother should not suffer, and now she brought him out of hiding because they had this issue with Birch Samazim. I say Bendi Day Lidido. So she placed him between himself and her, between Shimon Shatach sat between the king and the queen. Amalei. So the king said to Hashem Vashatach, "Chaziz kami yokru avidinloch, do you see how much honor I'm giving you?" Amalei, so Hashem Vashatach answered him, "Not at kamaikritli. It's not you who gives me the honor. El araisu the maikritli. It's the Torah that gives me the honor." The ksiv, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Salsala, you will hug the Torah, you will caress the Torah, the sermon mecha, and will lift you, uplift you, techabdecha, it will honor you, kisechabgenu, when you embrace it." A person who learns Torah becomes mechubed. Amalah, so the king said to her, "Kachazistlam kabamars, you see again, your brother is acting disrespectfully towards me, because, and you see I was right to kill them. Yavla kosh labruche." So in any event, they gave Shimon ben Shatach a cup of wine in which to say Birch Samazon. Because normally, in those days especially, Birch Samazon was said over a cup of wine. Omer, so he said, "Hey Chavarech, what bracha should I say? Should I say, Baruch Shachal Yana v'chaver Mishaloi? Blessed should be those Yana and his friends have eaten, because I didn't need anything. Shasalu kasa, so he drank a cup of wine. Yavla kasa achrina, and then they gave him another cup of wine or baruch, and he said birchas hamazon over it." So all the mefarshim ask, how could they now join in zimun? Once Yanai gave Shimon ben Shatach a cup of wine to say the birchas hamazon over, the halacha is that once somebody decides to bench, his meal is over, and the people that were part of the meal, their meal is over, and no one else can join. So if Yanai gave Shimon ben Shatach a cup of wine, obviously he considered the meal over. If he considered the meal over, how could anybody now join the meal to bench? So the Radva says that really Yanai did not finish the meal. And that's why he gave him a cup of wine, but he did not mean to say, "I'm giving you a cup of wine to bench, because by me the meal is over." The Bia Alocha says a chiddush from the Ar Zeruah, that when do we say that another person can't join a zimun after the group decided to bench and they ended the meal? That's if two people ate and they decided to bench, and now a third person comes and joins. Now it's too late to start a new zimun, because the third person is eating separately from the two separate people. However, if three people ate a meal together and they were mechuyev in zimun, even if they decided to bench and afterwards another person joins them after they decided to bench, that they took out the cup of wine, the Azarua says that that person could still join in the Zimun. He could even lead the Zimun. However, the Bi'alacha says that most Paiskim don't agree with the be a halacha. Most people don't agree with the other rule, halacha l'maisa. And if a group of people decided to bench, no one else can join. Says the Gemara, Amar Abba Rebbe Chibar Abba, Shimon Shatach to Ovid. This that Shimon Shatach acted this way, that even though he only drank a cup of wine, he led the birchas and mazon for everybody else. Legamri Hu David. He did something according to his own personal opinion. The Chach Amar Reb Chibar Abba Amar Reb Yochanan. For Reb Chibar Abba said in the name of Reb Yochanan, La'olam Eina Moitzis Rab Midei Chavosam. No one can ever be Moitzi to do the discharge the Rabbim. Ashrech Kazayis. Only somebody who ate a Kazayis of bread, and therefore he is himself obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon, can he discharge the obligation for other people through his recitation? Now, Rashi quotes the question that even though this person only ate a kezayis, so his chiyuv to eat birchas hamazon is only midrabbanan, he could still be might see other people who have a chiyuv midraisa. So Rashi is telling us that somebody's mechuyev midrabbanan can be might see other people in mechuyev midraisa. And therefore Rashi asked that we learned early in the Gemara that a cotton can't be mitzi a gadol with birchas hamazon, because a cotton is only midrabbanan and a gadol is midraisa. So he answers that a cotton is different because a cotton is not mechuyev, is not really relevant to mitzvahs altogether. His whole chiyuv in mitzvahs is only mitam chinuch, not that he has a personal obligation to bench. Tosis disagrees, and Tosis says that really he could, another person could bench, a person who's only mechuyev midrabbanan could bench on behalf of somebody's mechuyev midraisa, because there's a concept of arvus. Kol Yisrael areim lezeh lezeh. All of Kol Yisrael are responsible one for each other, and that's why one person could bench for the other. The only reason, so why does he have to eat at all? Because since he says in benching baruch shachalnu mishloi, that we ate, so if somebody didn't eat, how could he say baruch shachalnu? But actually, according to Tosfos, a person, even if he didn't eat, would really be allowed to bench on behalf of other people. So first of all, Rekiva Eger asks that if so, that he says really a person could bench for somebody else, and a cotton is different, so what about a woman? We learned early in the Masechta that women can't bench on behalf of men, even though women is midrabbanan, because women are midrabbanan and men are deraisa. And here we're saying that the fact that somebody is midrabbanan and another person is deraisa is not a problem. Only by cotton it's a problem. So the Stipler answers that since the Torah specifically said that women are not mechuyev in birchas hamazon, they also fall into the same category as men, as ketanim, and therefore, according to Rashi, they could not say benching on behalf of men. That's Rashi. Tosfos, as we said, holds that really because of arvus, one man could say benching on behalf of other people, and the only reason we don't do it, they don't, can't do without eating, is because it says, because we're saying baruch shachal mishaloi, and if he hasn't eaten, it looks like a lie when he says shachalnu that I ate. But therefore, somebody who only ate a kezayis can say birchas hamazon on behalf of others who have eaten even kedei seviyah. The Shulchan Aruch says that preferably somebody who ate kedei seviyah, who ate midaraisa shir, should not rely on somebody who only ate less than a shir for birchas hamazon. However, if he doesn't have another option, he should. The Pri Chodesh speaks about a very interesting situation. He considered the following case. In the case where Reuven is in doubt if he said birchas hamazon, And therefore, as we've learned, he's obligated to say over Birchas Hamazon out of doubt. Now the Rambam says, Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, the reason that you have to do something over when you have a Safek Daraisa L'Chumra and Daraisa, it's and you go L'Chumra, that's only a Dima D'Rabbon. So now, Reuven should not be able to be Maitzi somebody who's Mechuyiv and benching Midaraisa. Rabbi Kiveger, however, disagrees, and he holds that such a person can be Maitzi even somebody who's Mechuyiv and Birchas Hamazon Daraisa. Why? Because since we established now the concept of Arvis, which Arvis teaches us that as long as you could say Shachal Mishaloi, honestly, then you could bench with somebody else even though he has more of a chiv than you. So in such a case, the person who's saying benching only over because he has a shayla if he benched, could say benching on behalf of the other person who's certainly mechuyev in benching. Also, the Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down, based on this concept of arvis, that one, let's say you have a situation where a person can't say ashiyotzar. The doctor forbade him from speaking. The halacha would be that another person could say ashiyotz on his behalf. Because the only reason that we can't say birchas hamazon on behalf of another person is because, as we just learned, there's a problem of mechzik shikra. When you say birchas hamazon shaloi and you really didn't eat. But by shiyotzar, which does not mention that a person did any specific bodily needs, there the halacha would be that a person could say a shiyotzar on behalf of another person, even if he is not mechuyev. Continues the Gemara. May say, Rabbi Yochanan's ruling is challenged. It says in the Braitha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, all of Eitz V'mam, if somebody entered a room where a group was eating, and he reclined to eat down with them, a filet table imam el betzir, even if he merely dipped a vegetable in brine and ate together with them, v'loy achmem el grog v'sachas, or he only ate with them one dried fig together, mitzarev, he could combine with them to have a zimun. So we see here that he could join even though he didn't eat. Answered the Gemara, it's the rufi mitzarev. What the Braisa means is that it can combine to them to have the right amount of people, the 3 or the 10. Avol hoitzi es rabbi de chavasoim, that he should be the person that discharges their chiv brichas hamazon. He should lead them. Achiyach k'zayis togam, the halacha is that you have to eat the k'zayis togam. If manami, similarly we learned in a Braisa, Omer Rav Chana and by Amoraim, Omer Rav Chana by Yehuda Mishmei the Rava, I feel like Tom Imam El Betzir, even if somebody merely dipped a vegetable in brine, the Layachim Imam El Grayus Achas only ate with them a dried fig, Mitzarev. He can combine with them for 3 or 10. However, that he should be the person to say for everybody, to be lead the zimun, and might actually unless he eats a kazayas of grain products. Amar Rav Chana by Yehuda Mishmei the Rava Hilchasa the halacha is that Ocha Alei Yerek, if somebody ate a vegetable leaf, or Shosukos Shemaim, he drank a cup of wine, Mitzarev, he combines with the other people for the Zimon, Lahaitzi, but in order to lead the Zimon, ate Moitzi Achyos Kazayas Dogen, he can't do it unless he ate a Kazayas Dogen. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Birchas Hazon, Moshe Rabbeinu composed for Klal Yisrael when the mon started falling down from Shemayim. There's a very interesting shaila that many poskim can discuss what bracha was made on the mon since it came min Shemayim. Some poskim, the Magen Avraham quotes this, says that no bracha was made. Could just like by Birchas Hareyach, a bracha on a smell. We don't say bracha achroina because as soon as you smell, there's nothing left over. Since by the man it was completely absorbed in the body immediately, so there was no bracha achroina. There was no bracha said. There was no bracha achroina said. Bracha rishaina. The Chai Adam said. The Sefer Chassidim says they used to say hanoisein lechem min hashemayim. And that's what the Yerushalmi also says. Others say that they used to say the Lashon HaPasuk. The Lashon HaPasuk is, Hine manta lechem lechem in Hashemayim. The Merkavitz HaMishnah says that since we know that by Mon, whatever you wanted it to taste like, that's what it tasted like. So the bracha on the Mon was, whatever you wanted that Mon to taste like. And the Bnei Yisrael says that no bracha was made. That the only time bracha is made is on food that isn't completely pure. But since the mon was completely pure, as we said, it got completely absorbed in the body, that's why no bracha was shayna was said. The Piskei Tshuva brings down that they made hamotzi lechem in aretz. Since the halacha is, in fact, the concept of not being allowed to pick something up from the ground on Shabbos is taught from the fact that they weren't allowed to collect the mon on Shabbos from the ground, and that's one of the reasons they collected all the mon before Shabbos. So it seems like the mon is something that's connected to the ground, and it has been like grain, and just like on grain we say hamotzi lechem in aretz, so too it was said on the mon. Continues the Gemara. Yeshua, Tikkun and Birkas Aretz. Yeshua set Meifrem the Nusach of the second bracha, Kimish Nichnasul Aretz, when they came into Israel. And David and Shlaima took the Banu Shlaim, and David and Shlaima made up Banu Shlaim. David Tikkun al Yisrael Amchal Yishayim Recha. David and Melech composed the part of about Klal Yisrael and about Yerushalayim. The Shlaima taken al Bayis Hagol of Kodesh. Yerushalayim, when he built the base of Middash, he added about this great and holy house. Before you go further, it's important to say that the Rashba teaches us that, of course, the Torah is one that midaraisa, somebody has to say the three brachas after eating bread. However, what we're referring here to is the Nusach HaBracha, who made up the Nusach HaBracha. And the fourth bracha of Atayva Ma'itav, continues the Gemara, the Yavna Teknua, was composed in Yavna. Kineged Harugei Berta. Regarding the Harugei Berta, Don Rav Masna, Oysa Yoyim Shniknu Harugei Berta L'Kfura, on the day that the slain people of Berta were buried, Tiknu B'Yavna Atayva Ma'itav, that was the day they made up Atayva Ma'itav, and the bracha is Atayv Shlesrichu, they made a bracha that their bodies did not decay, the Ma'itav Shniknu L'Kfura, they were brought to Jewish burial. Because the great city of Beitar was where Bar Kochva's ill-fated rebellion against Rome took place. And when the Romans defeated the Jewish army, they killed hundreds of thousands of Jews in Beitar, and they were left there not buried. After many years, Rav Gamliel and his people and his court in Yavna were able to, with davening and fasting and actually bribing the Roman officials, they got permission to bury them. And there was a great nace that on that day they found that even though it was many years since that they'd been killed, the people's bodies had not decomposed. Panabon. Seder Birchas HaMazon Kachi. This is the Seder of the Birchas HaMazon. And the Sharm Matzion and Balacha points out what shot in the Gemara's language of Seder Birchas HaMazon Kachi, because we're trying to teach us that there's a definite Seder to Birchas HaMazon. And therefore, if somebody wants to, instead of saying Birchas HaMazon, just say Alam Michya, he won't be Yaitzeh. Because Seder Birchas HaMazon, the specific Seder to the Birchas HaMazon. Bracha Rishayna, the first Bracha, is Birchas HaZon. Shnia, the second Bracha, is Birchas HaOretz. Shlishis is Bnei Yerushalayim. And Revius is a Toiv HaMeitiv, of Shabbos, Maschu Ben Chama, of Ben Saim Ben Chama. On Shabbos, we start the third bracha with words of consolation and end it with the words of consolation. Boima Kedusha Siyoyim Be'emtso. And we speak about Shabbos in the middle. Rebbe Elazar Oimer, Ratzalon Rebbe Nechama Oimer. Now, if somebody wants to mention Shabbos in the bracha that begins with Nechama, he could say it. Bebirchas Aretz Oimer. If he wants to say it in the bracha that starts the second blessing, with Aretz saying. Bebracha Shetikna B'yayachna Oimer. If somebody wants to say in the fourth bracha, Hatayver Meitah, which we just said was composed in Yavna, he could say it. The Chama Oimer, Eina Oimer Elba Nechama Vad. The only place to say it is in Nechama. Ask the Gemara, Chama and Tanakama. They're both saying the same, that the place to say it is in the third bracha of Nechama. Answer the Gemara, it's a benayit the Eved. The difference between the Tanakam and the Chama is where something was done. Somebody mentioned Shabbos somewhere other than in the third bracha. According to the Tanakama, he does not have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. According to the Chachamim, since he said it in the wrong place, he would have to repeat Birchas Hamazon. So here the Gemara says that the third bracha begins with the word Nechama, Nachem No, console us. We know that generally our nusach is that we begin the third bracha with Rachim No, have mercy on us. So Rashi says that there are two nuschos. Some say the nusach of Nachem, and some say the nusach of Rachim. Tosfos quotes that there was a minig to say during the week Rachim, have mercy on us, and on Shabbos the minig was to say Nachem, console us, because since on Shabbos a person is not allowed to say Techina, a person is not allowed to beg, so we avoided saying the Lashon of Rachim and we said Nachem. However, Tosfos says that even on Shabbos one could say the Nusim of Rachim, and it's not considered saying Techina on Shabbos, because since that's the regular Nusach, you could say it even on Shabbos. It's not considered asking for pleading on Shabbos. Tanarabon. Menayim Brichas Hamazon in the Torah. The Brachah teaches us, from where do we know that one has to say Brichas Hamazon in the Raisa? Shenemar. It says in the Pasuk, V'chatzu v'svatu v'rachta, you eat, you'll be full, and you bless Hashem, Zu Brichas Hamazon. Then we continue, as Hashem Elokecha, Zimun. This refers to Zimun, where we get together when we have at least three people eating together and one people leaves it. Interesting, even though the Zimun is said before you say Hazan, the Pasuk first teaches us Hazan first. Why? Shouldn't it say Zimun first? Because the Pasuk is teaching us that Hazan is always going to be said, even when there is no Zimun. Don't make the mistake of thinking that you should only bench when you have a group, when you have the quorum. No, you should always bench. Al-Aretz, then we continue with the wording of the Pasuk, Zubrichs Aretz. This is talking about the blessing for the land of Eretz Yisrael. Hatoiva, Zubrein Yerushalayim. That refers to Bein Yerushalayim. The Kenu Omer, and so we know that Toivah refers to Yerushalayim, because the Yerushalayim is called Ha'ora Toivah Alzeh, the good mountain, Valavonon and Lebanon. Ashnasan Lach, and then we go further, to Toivah Metiv. It teaches us Toivah Metiv. According to this Tana, the Baruch HaToivah Metiv will not only be like Midrabbanan, as we've been learning the Gemara till now, he will learn that Toivah Metiv is Midrei Raisa. Only Ela Achlus continues the bright side. I only know that you have to say bracha after you ate. The fun of Anayim. How do you know you have to say bracha before you ate? So we learned this Gemara earlier. Laflamet Hey Amet Kavachoyma. We make a Kavachoyma. Kshusav Mevarich. When somebody's satiated, he has to say bracha. Kshokarav. When he's hungry, Lekoshkein, that he certainly has to make a bracha. Rabbi Omer Ainet Tzarich. We don't have to say this Kavachoyma. He says we can learn the inyan of saying a bracha before eating from the pasuk itself. This all refers to brachas hazon. A brachas hazimun, the inyan of zimun, we don't have to learn from this pasuk. We can learn from another place. It says migadlu Hashem iti nafka. The pasuk says declare the greatness of Hashem together with me. So there's an inyan of people together, getting together to exalt Hashem. Al-Aretz, Zubrichas Aretz. So according to Rebbe, the Mepharshim point out, Birchas Hazimun would not be Midrash, it would only be Midrabbanan. Because God L'Hashem Iti doesn't teach us specifically you have to do Zimun, so we have Machloikis, if Birchas Hazimun is Midrash or Midrabbanan. Al-Aretz, continues Rebbe, Zubrichas Aretz. Hatoiva, Zubayn Yerushalayim refers to building Yerushalayim. The Kenu Omer Ha'har Atayva Zeh Va'alavoyna. And Rebbe says Atayva Meitav Yavna Tatnua. Not like the Tanakama, who says that Atayva Meitav is Midaraisa. He'll say Atayva Meitav was composed in Yavna. Only al achrof. So I only know that you have to say bracha after you finish eating. Lefana menayim. How do you know that you have to make a bracha even before you eat? Tameloimer asher nosen loch. The pasuk concludes with the words that he gave you, that you have to bench Hashem, you have to bless Hashem, mishen nosen loch. For as soon as he gives you the food, even before you partake of it, before you eat it. Reb Yitzchak Aymer ein tzarech. You don't have to come onto this learning, because it says in Pasuk, O Veyach Eslach Mecha Vesne Mecha, Hashem will bless your bread and your water. Al Tikru Veyach, don't say that He will bless, O Vareich, you should bless. Now, Veyam say Karim Lechem, when is the food still called bread? Karim Shechlana, before he eats it. So you said, O Vareich, you have to make a bracha before you eat. Reb Nosraim and the Tzarech, we don't have to use this learning. Harei Oimer, and the Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk in Shmuel tells us that when it came time for Shaul to become anointed as king of Klal Yisrael, Hashem set into motion a series of events which brought Shaul before Shmuel. Shaul's father, Kish, lost his donkeys, and he sent his son Shaul to search for them. After Shaul could not find them, and he was ready to go home, his shaman suggested that they should go to Shmuel, who was in a nearby city, and maybe he could tell them where the donkeys were found. When they approached the city, they found a bunch of young women who they asked where Shmuel was. They answered him with a long reply, and part of what they said was that there was going to be a communal feast on that day, because a shlum offering would be brought, and nobody would eat from it before the Navi Shmuel would make a bracha on it. So we see from their reply that you can't eat before you make a bracha. And that's what the Pasuk says, Kibayachem Eir, when you will come to the city, Kain Tim Tzoyza, you will find him, B'Terem Yalo Habam Salachol, before he goes up to the Boma, that's the high place where they would eat, the people will not eat, ad boy, until he comes, because he's the one that says the blessing over the carbon, and afterwards all the invited ones will eat. So you see that you have to make a bracha before you eat. Ask the Gemara of Kokach Lama, why did the woman give such a long answer? They should have just answered where Shmuel would be. Answer the Gemara of Fishanashim Debron Yisrael. Women have sometimes a tendency of speaking a lot. Shmuel Amar, Kedei L'Stakel B'Yofi HaShol. The reason that they spent such a long time speaking was because they wanted to look at Shol, who was very beautiful. The Ksid, as the Pasuk says, Meshich Me'amala, from his shoulders up, Gavoy Mekalam, he was higher than everybody, and therefore they wanted to have opportunity to spend more time looking at him, so they spent more time answering him. Rabbi Yochanan gives a third answer. Fish Ein Malchus Negas B'Chaverta, Hashem causes that one kingdom doesn't touch another kingdom, afilu k'malinim, and even a breath of a hair. That means Shmuel was till now the leader of Klal Yisrael. At this point, Shmuel was going to be taken over by Shaul. But Hashem has the exact moment for that to happen figured out. So Hashem made that it should happen exactly at the moment when the women would be speaking, because Shmuel was still had to be the leader of Klal Yisrael for a couple more moments. Then we have Birchas Mazon. I only know about food. Birchas Torah Menayim. How do we know the bracha has to be made in Torah? Amri Shmuel, Kavu Choyma. Achai Shomavarach. If somebody has to make a bracha on something which is only for this world, eating, Achai Olam Haba, Torah, which brings us to Olam Haba, Lekoshkein, that a bracha should be said. Rechiva Nachmenet Talmidei Shavu Shmuel, Amri Shmuel, Amri Shmuel, and a Tzorech. We don't have to read the Kavu Choyma, we could say this way. Here it says, Aretz HaTayva. And by benching, by Birchas Mazon. It says regarding the Torah, so we have the same language of etnoloch. So just like by food we make a bracha, so to the Torah. From where do we know that just as somebody has to say a bracha of something that's good, so too has to somebody say something which seems to be bad. Hashem you gad. Now, Elokecha, we know means Midas Hadin. Dayoncha, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acting as a judge to you, b'chol don shadoncha, no matter how Hashem judges us, they made the tongue, they made the pranius, whether we're having what seems to be good, or whether what we seem to have what's not good, we have to make a bracha. Yehud ben Sarah Omer, ain't a tzarech. We have a different limud for having to have to make a bracha on Torah. Harei Omer Toiva. The pasuk says ha toiva, and then in benching and brichas hamazon, and then it says ha toiva. Toiva su toiva. When it just says toiva, it means Torah. Lekeinu Omer, and so it says regarding Torah, kelekech toiv nasati lechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you a good teaching. So Torah is called toiv. Ha toiva, the extra hay, comes to teach us bin Yerushalayim. Lekeinu Omer, a pasuk that we quoted a number of times today. Ahara toiv is the Levanon, this good mountain on Levanon, which of course refers to Yerushalayim.